20 years since he won his first title here against Goran Ivanišević. That was in 1992. So I went down and I asked him if he remembered it like it was yesterday.
In some ways it feels like 50 years, and in other ways it feels like yesterday. You know, I suppose it's like your kids, you know, they grow up and so much happens that it feels like a long time ago, but you remember it like yesterday. So a little bit of both. It's been a long time, but it's been quite the journey.
Do you remember what it was like winning that match 20 years ago?
Oh yeah, sure. You don't forget those moments. That was my first one, and you can only have a first one time, right? So I'll always remember that.
Obviously, a lot of the players say their heart's at Wimbledon and it's a very special place. Does it hold the same fondness for you?
Oh, no question about it. I think it's the sort of the top of our sport. And if you could only win one, I suppose the Grand Slams that most people would say right here is the one to win. I personally would say I'd like to win the gold medal at Wimbledon. That would be probably right up there with the greatest of accomplishments, because of the hallowed grounds combined with the athletic environment, and so it'll be fun to see the Olympics here as well.
And have you had a chance to go down there at all yet?
No, we're going to head off today to the championships and watch a little bit and take it all in.
And what's it like going back? Is it a little bit strange?
Well, no, I don't think it's strange. I mean, it's I haven't done it yet as a spectator, you know, so it's kind of fun to go see it through a whole different lens. I'm looking forward to that experience.
And you're back here in London. Do you enjoy being in London? And what do you do when you're not down at Wimbledon or playing tennis?
I love coming to London, certainly because of memories, for sure, but also because it's a great city. I mean, it's one of the great cities in the world, and I love bringing my children here, exposing them to the culture and to all the great things you get to see between the museums and the, you know, all the sights. And
any favorites you can recommend?
You know, the Science Museum is pretty fun for the kids. We walk through there and they're mesmerized with everything, and took them to Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum yesterday. So that was interesting. And we go out to some nice dinners and we get to, you know, just kind of take in the sights and the sounds and ride in the taxis and, you know, live the life.
Do you enjoy the black cabs?
I love the black cab.
But what is it so special?
First of all, you know, being as old as I am, it's nice not having this, you know, sitting up. You know, I like sitting up. I like the big windows. I like people watching, driving around the city. I love how friendly the cab drivers are. I love the fact that they always know where they're going. That's also
it's called the knowledge. They have to pass a 5-year exam.
I'm well aware of the. It's actually a real, career here. So it's a great thing. It's great. It's fun to experience it.